pray for Joe and Neva. They're headed to the city because he's scheduled at 12:30 to have a stent replaced in the left ear.
Good morning, Miss Sue Kelly. I'm so glad you tuned in this morning. I love you, lady.
Dear Lord, we come to you in prayer, thanking you for all you have given us. We ask that you be with Joe and Neva this morning as he goes in for a surgery for a stent. We ask that you would be with his health care team and his doctors. Place your hand upon them as they go through this procedure. We ask that you would be with the family of Coulter Vaught and his friends and family during the funeral today and in the days and months ahead when the people fade and the starkness of reality sets in that a loved one is no longer with us. Give them the strength to go on, to take that next step, and sometimes that's all we can take. And then sometimes we can't take a step, and we ask that you hold us in the palm of your hand, take that step for us until we're able to do it on our own. We ask all this in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Amen. We're going to go ahead and do our sponsorships after, because Mr. Tom has to leave a little early, so we're going to let him continue, and we'll do our sponsorships after.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read a little more Proverbs, and then I'm going to play one last song. This is Proverbs chapter 17, verse 19. He who loves a quarrel loves sin. He who builds a high gate invites destruction. A man of perverse heart does not prosper. He whose tongue is deceitful falls into trouble. To have a fool for a son brings grief. There is no joy for the father of a fool. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man accepts a bribe in secret to pervert the course of justice. A discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the one who bore him. It is not good to punish an innocent man or to flog officials for their integrity. A man of knowledge uses words with restraint, and a man of understanding is even-tempered. Even a fool is thought wise if he keeps silent, and discerning if he holds his tongue. You know, that's the old, if you don't find anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Okay, so I'm going to play the obligatory and I think appropriate Don Williams song. I guess at the end of the day, we do the best we can. We ask for the Lord's forgiveness, acknowledge our sins, and take that first step the next day. There's a tomorrow, whether it's here or in the afterlife. Sometimes our suffering will not be alleviated until we get to the next life, but we continue on. And so this is just the single prayer, I think, that Don Williams had. And in honor of you, I'm going to go ahead and play it. Lord, I hope this day is good.
I don't need fortune and I don't need fame. Lord, I hope this day is good.
We appreciate you. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. From all of us here in the studio, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time. Oh, let me do something. The Refuge Church is located 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. And our sponsor for today is Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525, a company that cares. Y'all have a blessed day. We'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.